This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered 3 guys on a dope farm.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
Send me naked pictures
of
you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness, and it's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss with a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of 5-star reviews. The choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. Jones, we don't find the madness. The madness finds us. And this time, it is a sports-related madness that occurred just last night in an NBA game. No, not the one you attended at the Garden.
No, brag. No.
It was not Celtics-Spurs. It was Warriors Mavs, and it included new Warrior Jimmy Butler.
Now he's
Heat culture dead, but whatever you want to call this culture is very much alive in the Bay Area. So unfortunately for Jimmy Butler, the team was wearing their all-white uniforms. They're wearing the all-whites, which aren't great.
No, you would like certainly a darker uniform than this, yeah.
It's not great. And so he was driving to the basket, as it were. And Kyrie Irving, of all people, looked like he was trying to take a charge. And at which point, Jimmy Butler...
He didn't know what he was almost getting himself into, Kyrie.
No, he didn't.
No.
At which point, Jimmy Butler, again, recently traded, defecated into his shorts. And there's no way around it. It's exactly what happened. He went into the lane full speed ahead, and unfortunately,
wow.
You can see it on Twitch and YouTube now.
Yeah, please.
Did he f*** himself yet?
Yes.
Please. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI yeah. if you want to see these soiled basketball shorts, which I'm sure you do.
Yeah, well, it's just proof. Oh, we're not making this up.
Yeah, and if you can't get to Twitch, just picture Paul Pierce in the finals a few years ago. Well, now a decade plus ago.
No.
Picture Paul Pierce's shorts. It's similar, although...
Did he get wheelchaired out, Jimmy Butler? I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. This is a larger surface area on the shorts than the Paul Pierce incident. This is quite a stain.
He went in there, and he actually had a really nice game, Jones. He had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 poop in his pants. It's also funny. Somebody pointed out to us, because we were talking about this earlier in the show. Somebody mentioned, they're like, go to Jimmy Butler's Instagram page. So we go to Jimmy Butler's Instagram page, and he has like a million stories. He's one of these guys constantly updated, like 10 million followers. Like he's a good follow.
Yeah.
And at one point, he is at an ice cream place, and he is pointing out there's some collab with him, a coffee place, and an ice cream place.
I was going to suggest maybe he's drinking too much coffee there, because that'll go through you. It's diuretic.
Prior to the game, he was slamming some of his own Jimmy Butler coffee ice cream. slamming that down with some of his buds. They were excited about it, posting about it.
Nice.
Hours later in the game, craps his pants.
Came out the way it came in.
That's right.
That's true. Good
point. How do you live that down?
Good point. You don't. I mean, Paul Pierce still hasn't lived that way. He still gets asked about it years and years later. He gets asked
there
about
it. There wasn't as much evidence, though.
It's like, Paul, you had a great career. Like, you're a Hall of Famer and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, remember the one time you got wheelchaired out in the finals, and then remember the other time where there was poop all over your butt? Or was that the same time?
That
was all the same incident, wasn't it?
Well, when he hurt his knee and then he came back in the finals?
Yeah.
Talking about that one?
I thought that was all the same incident.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't remember being as visually gross as this one.
No.
There's the Lamar Jackson one where he was like hobbling away.
Yeah,
remember when he's like running away?
He's like hot.
Into the locker room?
Yeah. He's like going to the locker room. They had the camera on him.
Hot.
Like, where's he going? But like, you just got to your new team and they're like, dude, what?
Well, he's an older gentleman, Keith. I mean, he's not young anymore.
This is a very busy NBA trade deadline. I don't need to tell you that.
No.
What is the bigger moment?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis getting hurt in his first game with the Mavericks or Jimmy Butler crapping his shorts playing for the Warriors?
See, I don't like to always go with the obvious, Keith. I think a lot of people would look at Anthony Davis and say, boy, I mean, you could see that one coming. No, and boy, no. I mean, this is a very, very questionable trade. No.
Yeah. This is the one that I would like to really dig into.
I kind of predicted that the Warriors were going to be a disaster. This I could not have predicted. This I think like the
no, I don't know how you'd predict
the
this.
The Warriors are done. The Warriors aren't going to win another playoff round.
Yeah,
is in my humble opinion.
It started well. Like the first couple of games was going pretty well with Jimmy Butler, and then then this.
Not this.
So
is he all right?
Well, I think the Twitch chat is making a good point. Yeah, that might be a little bit of a mix going on too, which I don't know if that's more alarming.
Jimmy Butler is what everybody's saying. That's where everybody's headed.
No, I think, I think Jimmy Butt Turd is the one
butt
that you
turd.
Missed in there. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's not, I don't want to read those on the air, but.
Oh, my God.
But that's what people maybe hypothetically are saying in the Twitch
chat. It's just not, I don't know. I don't know how you recover. Now, Jimmy Butler, people say he's got that dog in him. That's what they've said about Jimmy Butler.
He used to. It's out now.
Yeah.
Butler, he had it for a long time. The dog is now gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he brought a scooper, but he is a, like an alpha, they say, right?
Yeah, sure.
Tough.
Well,
this is tough.
Or is this one of his tactics?
Oh,
yeah, real bully ball.
Yeah.
Is this true bully ball?
Yeah, well, there's some of that. So, like, you don't want to guard me, Mark Schlereth style.
Good point.
Yeah, he is whizzing your pants. No one wants to really block you.
They're like, dude, what?
You're gross.
Like, I don't want to play against that guy.
But there's also,
I never thought of it that way.
You know, you go into prison, Keith, you gotta find the biggest guy and knock him out, right? I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to act crazy.
I know that. That's what I would do.
You got to get in there and act crazy alpha style. Maybe this is an alpha move by Jimmy Butler. You go, oh, Steph, you got all those rings?
Yeah.
People talk about how I never won. Come in here and it's like, I'm the crazy guy you don't want to mess with, pooping my pants in game two.
It's a little contradictory because I'm with you on the, you know, kick the biggest guy's ass first day. Then they know that you're tough.
Yeah.
Or act crazy. Maybe they stay away from you.
Yep.
My tactic, and this isn't one that I thought, is like as soon as somebody touches you, like in the yard.
Yeah.
Hopefully this doesn't happen to me. Hopefully
no.
I keep my nose clean. But if I'm ever in the prison, I'm in the yard.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody touches me, I crap. Like that's what why
no, yeah, because they go, that's, you know, because that's gonna spread around the prison like wildfire.
Problem I mean,
that's,
is like, how
gonna, that's gonna go cell block A to cell block D. They're all gonna be talking about
the
it.
The biggest
like,
issue,
you know, when you touch Rich,
yeah, you can't do it. You know the new guy. Every time.
You know 11543, when you touch him.
Right.
Poop in his pants.
Problem
and
is,
now you're kind of dealing with that.
They could call your bluff. Because at some point, you're just like,
you're out.
Yeah, so well, didn't that time. But no, I didn't think about, like, that's mind games for Butler.
Yeah.
Maybe you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying he meant to do it.
Yeah.
In a way.
Alpha move.
Maybe the most alpha move. Rather than just like, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you think this is Steph's team? Nah, I don't think so.
No,
it's my team now.
Which guy defecated himself on the court? Well, just Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Well. The defense rest.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did anybody ask him about it in the postgame?
Because
I've not seen... I saw the video come out. I didn't see any audio about
it. I like to act like the big bad media member from time to time, but I'm not sure I would be able to ask Jimmy Butler about that.
He scares
me a little bit.
This might be a I'm not taking questions kind of game. I might be...
Yeah, was he available to the media afterwards?
Did the Warriors lose? They lost, right?
They lost the game, and it was it was at Dallas.
Well, I think
can you... got out of there pretty quick.
Can you fact check me? I think they were undefeated. I think they're still undefeated in games where he doesn't poop himself. The Warriors with Jimmy Butler, I believe, are
2-0.
Yeah, thank you.
Clean, like a legit clean game for Butler. They're 2-0.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then in the poop games,
0-1.
They're winless.
Sadly, 0-1.
Pop that if you're a little late on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Yeah. Could you get that up there one more time?
Yeah, he's tuning in late.
He's done a wonderful job going through all the workarounds, the various things we had to deal with here behind the scenes on Twitch. So, Brian, great work on this. Put this on your resume. He did a great job efforting to get
TMZ's
this.
TMZ's on this
to the
now?
Air. Are they?
TMZ's picked this up?
Wow.
Jimmy Butler, this is the headline. Yeah. Jimmy Butler's shorts stained during Mavericks game.
Yeah, I'll say.
Fans suspect poo. Catch the headline. Fans are on this.
I'll tell you what. You gotta wake pretty early in the morning.
Yeah.
To fool those Warriors fans.
It doesn't really seem like... I love when they say eagle-eye viewers saw it. I don't even have to be all that eagle-eyed.
Just need eyes.
I do not have eagle eyes.
You just need working eyeballs.
There's nothing in there in the whole story about like he was asked about or any kind of follow-ups.
Yeah, so
that's just kind of like they sort of said what happened.
That's a good comment in the Twitch chat. You see the Warriors game the other day, Keith?
No, I didn't.
It was a blowout.
Okay. Okay. Sure was.
Well, there you go. I think this is...
I think you're right. He should spin it as like there's nothing more alpha than this.
Yeah, this is the move.
He'll be fine.
Well, and then you got to get away from what it's going to do to the coffee brand, because the coffee brand's going to take a hit on this, I would think. So good. I don't know how many people are going to cover the story in quite this way.
This texture says Butler is on the feces. That work?
It works. Probably works better in print.
Yep.
But no one's going to cover it quite this way. Rich Keefe of the stats and info department all over it. 2-0 in games where he does not defecate himself.
That's right.
The Warriors have yet to win in games where
thanks
he does.
Again to Awaken 180 for sponsoring Kiefer Madness. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for climbing aboard
and
attaching yourself to an award-winning segment like this. Yes. So that's an emergency Kiefer Madness.
And that was an emergency, all right. That was.
In more ways than one.